What God Chooses to Accomplish His Will, written by Amanda Eidelman and read by Kelly Givens. Today's scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. Instead, God chose the things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And He chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. Have you ever felt the nudge to do something, say something, or try something that felt outside your ability? As soon as the thought came into your head, another did as well, discrediting your qualifications. Yet, the idea brought a quickening in your heart, the undeniable feeling that this could be great. These are the moments when God wants to step in and do something bigger than what we believe is possible with our seemingly unqualified lives. The amazing truth is that we are not left to ourselves in these moments. When God lays something on our heart to do or bring on a challenge for us to conquer for Him, then He is the one who is going to be sufficient to see us through. He pushes us into uncomfortable places so that we are able to recognize His power at work. If God only called us to what we felt capable to do, then would we even recognize God's hand at work in our lives? When we feel like we have it all together, when things make sense in our own minds, then we stop seeking God for His help. Our pride so easily steals our need for a Savior. It is this reason that God allows us to face obstacles that feel insurmountable in the moment. In these moments, we must be faithful to take a step of faith. God will meet us and miraculously provide so that His glory can be seen in our lives. God enables His people to accomplish what He desires them to do. God's plan for humanity is not one that we can make sense of on our own. God came in the form that no one expected. He died a criminal's death, and yet used these lowly circumstances as the tool to free humanity from the chains of sin and death. If we are to be ones who accomplish God's plan for our lives, or even to be those who are able to accept the truth of the cross, we have to be willing to lay aside our expectation, no limitations, and step out in faith that God will meet us where we are. He uses a foolish cross to redeem our lives. He gives us the strength we need to minister to those who need His love in our daily lives. God will carry us through dark days. He will provide for our families when we see no other way forward. God is able and uses our powerlessness to show His great ability to carry us through whatever it is that He calls us to do. Pause to consider in what ways you need to invite God to show His mighty hand at work in your life. Are you only relying on what makes sense to you? Or is there an area in your life in which God is nudging you to step out in faith so that He can do something great? God only gave the Israelites in the desert the manna they needed each day, so they would have to learn to trust God as their provider. How is God teaching you to trust Him as your daily provider?
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.